Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mentor Cruise podcast. Today we're talking about marketing careers. Now, marketing careers come in many, many shapes, and among its very top niches is SEO, search engine optimization. And that's really no wonder because Google gets 8.5 billion search queries every single day. If you calculate that, that's about 100,000 search queries every single second. To place your site or your business at the top of one of those queries is valuable for any business out there. So it's no surprise that SEO specialists are in dire demand. Today we're chatting to Karen Corrigan about how she got into this line of work as an SEO specialist. Thank you so much for joining me today.
No, it's great to be here.
Can you talk us a little bit through your background as an SEO or maybe as a marketer?
So I actually started in digital marketing as opposed to SEO, kind of doing email marketing and PPC. And then through my career, moved on to content marketing. And naturally, that introduced me to SEO. And I fell in love with it straight away. Just SEO makes more sense to me than any other part of marketing. But in terms of background, like, I've worked in so many different industries that SEO has always been something that the keywords and understanding how to rank and ranking better has always been so important.
How would you summarize on a daily basis what you do? What tools and what methods do you use to do your job?
I always find with SEO, there's no daily routine, but there are certain things that I would do consistently, like checking the rankings of important pages, making sure that they haven't declined, identifying new keywords, reporting on maybe experiments that we're running or other projects that we have been involved in. There's a lot of meeting with stakeholders for projects that you're currently working on, but also acting as a consultant for other teams in the business. I find that, like, nowadays more teams are honing in on the importance of SEO from the very start of a project. So they're constantly asking you to be part of kickoff meetings and planning meetings to make sure that SEO is involved from the start, as opposed to at the very end before they're ready to, like, push a page or a project live.
How's that work that you're doing now different from your previous positions in, like, PPC marketing? I would, you know, guess that SEO is something where you maybe can't reap the rewards right away, right?
It's so true. And if you think about PPC, it's probably very frustrating to move from PPC into SEO, because PPC is more like short term, see the results straight away, and SEO is maybe wait 3 months, 3 to 6 months. It can be very frustrating to work in, but it's very fast paced in the sense that you can't do a project and wait 4 months. You kind of have to do a project and start planning other projects as this is happening. So even though you don't know if the project that you've just pushed live has been a success, you have to move on to other things. And I think over the course of my career, I figured that if you push even a blog post live, you're probably not going to see the true ranking of that blog post until 3 to 4 months down the line. So it can be very frustrating, just the waiting part of SEO, as opposed to, like, seeing your ads going out and seeing the sales coming in straight away.
What's the upside for you in this new career? You said it makes more sense, but do you also like the work that you're putting into this more?
Yeah, I like, SEO is so captivating and so interesting. It's not slow. It's involving so many different teams within the business. It's experimenting, seeing what works for you. Like, regardless of the industry that you're working in, you're never going to be doing the same thing. So I moved from working in, like, PDF software into working on an e-commerce platform. And those two industries meant that I had to completely relearn SEO from that perspective and really understand what competitors are doing in those two different industries in order to rank better, because what worked in the PDF industry is completely different to what works in the e-commerce platform industry. And, like, no two industries are ever going to be the same. So different elements of SEO are more important in one rather than the other. So from my perspective, SEO is constantly changing.
Who is involved in that whole process?
Content and writers are always involved in SEO, because obviously as an SEO, you're not really honed in on the company's style guide and the tone of voice. So you constantly have to work with content to make sure that they're up to, like, any of the content that you write is up to that standard. But more and more, I find myself working with PPC in order to identify keywords that are maybe too expensive, that it makes more sense to rank in the first position organically as opposed to paying for it, because maybe they don't convert, but it's good to rank in the first position and get clicks anyway. Or working with front end, so if they're going to push a page live, making sure that all of the technical SEO elements are there from day one, which is hugely important. Also, like, UX is so important as well. Like, if designing a new page, it's important to think about it from an SEO standpoint. Like, you know, do you have one H1? How many H2s do you have? Does it follow a nice order as opposed to, like, being all over the place? Are there internal links on the page? Are the right keywords linked to? So yeah, there's a lot of different teams that we work with, and slowly over time, more teams want to be more SEO involved.
What's your KPI in SEO? Is it really all about traffic, or what do you look at when you build out these strategies?
I think with SEO, it really depends on the company that you're working in and what they value. So if you're in a startup, they probably would value organic traffic and trying to get as much organic traffic as possible. But as I kind of move on in my career, I'm noticing the value of not really paying attention to your organic traffic, but your conversions instead. So I like looking at the conversion funnel and seeing, okay, well, first click attribution, if organic traffic is bringing in these leads, these customers, as opposed to, oh great, like, we get 3 million clicks a month. So I think, like, depending on the company you work in, it can make sense that organic traffic is your KPI, but conversion should really be, like, the center point, your main KPI overall.
At some point you decided to mentor, and that's when your journey started with MentorCruise to share your knowledge. Where did that come from? Why did you start to mentor?
I got to the stage in my career where I wanted to level up, but I was finding reading articles and listening to podcasts, going to conferences, just it wasn't helping me in the way that it had before. And through talking to other people kind of higher up in their careers, they were saying that the best way to level up at this stage would be to teach your craft to other people, because then you have a better understanding of what you're doing. And to be honest, like, MentorCruise has been the best platform to do this, because all the mentees that I've had have been open to learning. They've been curious. They've been willing to put in the work. So they come back to you on a weekly or a monthly basis asking really hard questions, because they've got to the stage where they've learned as much as they can. And now they need to ask you questions, as opposed to holding their hand. They're actually going out and doing the research and asking you really hard questions from day one.
So I guess you've heard a lot of different stories from mentees, and they've come from a lot of different backgrounds. Is there something that a lot of people get wrong about SEO, or something that's unexpected to you?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is people thinking that they understand SEO from just reading a few articles, and them just thinking that SEO is about keyword research. And then when you talk to them, you know, they've only scheduled 15 minutes with you, and then, you know, you look at the clock and it's already been an hour, and they're like, oh my god, I really didn't think SEO was this big, this all-consuming part of marketing. Because in reality, every part of marketing can branch out into others. So if you do SEO, you can move it into PPC, you can obviously with content marketing and social media, like, everything about SEO moves into other parts of marketing. And that's really an unexpected thing for people to learn.
How did you start to learn about SEO? Where would someone, you know, pick up the first few basics to really get into it?
I first got into SEO because I was doing content writing, and I always enjoyed writing, even when I was younger. But once I got into marketing and doing content writing, SEO just kind of happens when you do your own research. I remember going to a conference and it was Rand Fishkin talking, and obviously Rand Fishkin, huge personality, a very unique style, so he's going to stand out in a conference. But, you know, what he was saying really resonated with me. And from there, like, going to, like, Search Engine Journal, SE Roundtable, and just, like, all of these really big blogs were out there at the time, and just learning about the algorithm updates and what that meant for websites. You can really get lost in it, but there's some really good guides to help you start. And from there, you just kind of have to do a lot of experimenting. I think with SEO, it really depends on your industry. So if you talk to a mentor and they're like, I know everything about SEO and this is what you need to do to rank, I would stay away from people like that, because every industry is so different and every element of every industry is so different that you cannot know how to help someone get to number one without working in that industry for like a long period.
SEO has also changed so much in the past couple of years. I remember like 10 years ago when I was writing for like my little football magazine, it was so much about getting keywords in there and, you know, very simplistic. That's not the case anymore, right? Like, what's the core of SEO today? What really makes up, you know, a good piece of SEO content?
Yeah, well, the basics of SEO is obviously doing your keyword research, making sure that you have that main keyword in there where like Google can really understand what that piece of content is about, and making sure that you have internal links coming to that page from other important pages. Obviously, like including the media that is important. So like if you're talking about like what is influencer marketing and you Google it and the first thing that comes up is a video, well then like that's obviously Google is telling you that's what users want to see. So if you're writing a blog article, you're probably not going to get to the first position quite easily. So I think it's like understanding the user intent is hugely important. And as I said, like with every industry, the basics are different. So maybe keywords and internal links are important for one industry, whereas like external links coming into your website are more important for another industry. And the likes of insurance and banking are like hugely competitive industries that you probably can't rank well until you have so many backlinks and you're investing in PPC, getting a lot of people to those pages, showing the value of them. So I think understanding your industry is more important than asking like what are the important basics.
If I'm looking at an SEO career, what skills are crucial and maybe what kind of person do I have to be to really enjoy it?
So in terms of skills, I think like listening skills, like being able to sit down with like C-level people, the owner of your company, and listening to them and not saying anything, but then trying to understand your business and breaking it down into keywords is hugely important. I found at the very start, actually, I just assumed I knew what the business was about before I've even worked in the company for a week. So I had already decided the keywords I wanted to use. And, you know, after a few weeks, you had become more aware of the business and you were just kind of closed off then to like re-identifying those keywords. So like that listening part is hugely important at the very start to understand the business, and then just having the patience to like work on those keywords. And maybe for the first 6 months, you don't see much sway, but then after that, you start seeing it. So that patience really like pays off. But obviously having good content writing skills is important because SEO is all about your keywords, and doing that research for those keywords and analyzing the results from those keywords, like all of those skills are hugely important. And it's not just like a, you know, do it once and then you know everything. It's like do it 10 times and you're still not sure what you're doing and you have to keep doing it.
Do a lot of your peers mostly come from that writing background?
I see a lot of people now coming from like front-end design and just like front-end
really?
Devs kind of coming into SEO because they understand the value of content being on the page, but they don't want... I find that devs are just very rational thinkers. It's like, I'm not going to write content for the sake of writing it. I'm going to write it for a purpose. So like SEO makes more sense to them because instead of writing 1,000 words and then like having to pay someone to do the SEO, they're like, I want to learn SEO from day one. And then I think from the content point of view, a lot of people come into content and learn SEO more organically. So they know how to do it and they don't even see themselves as SEOs. But at the same time, most of the best SEO people I've met in the past few months have actually been content writers who were like, oh, I'm good at SEO. That's good to know.
If I'm looking at my like Twitter feed right now, it's pretty much full of like AI tools and stuff like that. What do you think about them and what do other future developments in SEO look like?
I like AI. I think that it's a good first step when you want to test content, but you have limited resources. I think if you're a small business and you don't have the money to invest in a content writer and an SEO and you want to choose one, I think having an SEO as your baseline is really important because they can do the research, they can analyze your website. And then them using like an AI tool to test out things. So if you're not sure if you want to rank for a keyword, you can use AI tools to like, you know, give you your first draft and then you can work on it from that point of view. But I feel depending on the industry, AI tools are just not very usable. I think if you want to write about digital marketing or something that is talked about a lot, then obviously AI is great because they have so much to learn from. Whereas if you want to do like PDF software, you cannot use AI tools because there's just not enough for the like the software to learn from. So it's not going to be good.
I also read something that Google is kind of actively trying to fight it, right? So there's probably a risk of small businesses or business in general relying on this and then getting a big hit on the fingers from Google next time there's an update.
That's true. But I always find that you can't just use the software and not read through. And obviously, like, everyone has their own tone of voice, so you're going to want to change it slightly anyway. But I do feel if you're unsure about the keywords that you want to rank for, like using AI for the first round, and then if you start getting traffic, analyzing what that traffic is doing, is it converting? And if it is converting, then you want to write that content from the start anyway. So it's a good way of testing, but testing is never your true form. It's just something that you do for the short term.
That's an awesome idea, yeah. And probably, yeah, a lot more sustainable as well.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're already slowly getting towards the end of our time. And before we end the podcast, we usually have like three questions that we ask our guests. And the first one should be an easy one. If I want to learn more about you or maybe get in touch with you, where can we find you online?
So mostly just on LinkedIn. I actually don't have a blog or anything. I used to. Maybe I'll revive it, but LinkedIn is the place to go to find me.
Nice. That's so off-brand for an SEO to not have a blog, right?
I know. I got busy.
Yes. Understandable. And then if you have, you know, 1, 2, 3 books that you would recommend people to pick up to learn more about SEO or maybe the career or the techniques behind it, what would you recommend?
I really like Breaking the Wheel by Jay Akuzo. It's basically about understanding what best practices is, like as a concept, and understanding that it's not the same for everyone. Like I've said it numerous times in the last few minutes that one industry is so different to another that there's no basics. You know, you have to relearn everything from the ground up, and that's basically what his book is about. And it's just so refreshing that someone is talking about that and, you know, trying to push that forward as a concept. And I really feel like businesses as a whole should adhere to it. So it's not just SEO, it's every single department in a company. Other than that, like SEO for Growth, I can't remember who it's from, but it's a really good book about the different elements of SEO for conversion as opposed to for just getting traffic to your website, and like the way that you can experiment and just following certain people in the industry to understand that part of SEO, which was really, really interesting from my career growth anyway.
Nice. And then to close things off, if there's maybe a small business listening and they want to get started with SEO, what's your number one advice or maybe the first step to get started?
The first step to get started would be like understanding your business. I feel like a lot of small businesses are like, oh, my business is about this and this and this. And they actually lose sight of what the basic thing is for them. So it's not about like describing your business in 1,000 words. It's about like using 2 or 3 keywords. And then once you have found those keywords, actually honing in on them and like really like trying to think of the word, like really, really believing in those keywords as opposed to like choosing those keywords but then 2 weeks later choosing other keywords. Like I think keywords, if you can optimize your homepage and like 2 or 3 of your main pages for really important keywords and sticking to them, after like 3 to 6 months of you getting consistent traffic, you'll start to see the rankings. But if you keep changing those keywords, like Google is never going to understand, or any search engine is never going to understand what you're about. So like really believing in keywords and keeping that strategy as more of a medium to long term as opposed to like short term, let's see what happens in the next few weeks kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Doing one thing and doing it right is something I feel like that comes up a lot in these podcasts with all kinds of different topics. So awesome to hear that here as well. Yeah. That means we're at the end of our podcast. Thank you so much for joining me and us today. I thought this was super, super value packed. And it was awesome to learn from you. You're currently on maternity leave, but will we see you back on Mentor Cruise in the near midterm future?
Yes, I'll be back next month. So I'm really looking forward to getting back into things.
Awesome. Then people can find your profile on Mentor Cruise. We're also linking the books and your LinkedIn and your profile in the description of this podcast. And then hopefully speak to you another time again. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Bye-bye.